Morning, guys. Hey, welcome to Detroit.
Good morning.
So it's Big Jim Aaron here. We're a CSX Classic Rock Station here in Detroit. We've talked before, but we're pumped up, man. Sunday here at the Crowfoot in Pontiac. It's a good venue, man. You're going to have fun.
Oh, cool. Well, thanks for having us on again, first of all. And you don't have a delay with us, do you?
I don't think so. We're taping, so you can cuss all you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. We just did two in a row that had a delay, and it made it kind of awkward, so we don't... Hope not with you guys.
No, man. We're pumped up. Hell, I live right up the road. You can come over to the house Sunday if you want a barbecue.
Nice.
Come on. We'll do it, man.
Well, you know, honestly, we're going to be coming from Springfield, Illinois, and we always have a really good time at this place called Boondocks that's there, and Sunday morning we might have a little bit of a headache.
Oh, you do? Okay.
JD's going to have a headache. I'm not. I drink milk and eat Oreos.
Is that right? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Obviously.
Hey, we were in the office. Aaron and I were both talking about it. We were sitting there listening to the new album. I got to tell you, it was funny to me because we both went... One artist came out as soon as we were listening to it. It was
Tom Petty. You can just hear the Tom Petty weaved all throughout your music.
You know, it's funny because a lot of people say that, and it makes good sense because, you know, Tom Petty's sound really came from being a fan of the Beatles and the Byrds.
Right.
And we're huge fans of the Beatles and the Byrds, so we weren't really trying to sound like Tom Petty. We were trying to sound like the Beatles and the Byrds, and nobody really can. And so... but you know, you can hear that influence in there. I mean, the fact that we'd be mentioned even in the same breath as Tom Petty is a great honor to us. He was a great friend and a great guy, and that's very, very kind of you to say that. And it is sort of in that world, you know. But I think a lot of people are of our age. You know, they grew up wanting to be the Beatles, and people like the Byrds and Buffalo Springfield, people like that. And, you know, it kind of, all those influences sneak in there for sure.
Well, you guys, I mean, I know we talk about it with, you know, no one, well, Seeger says it, we're all Chuck's children in one of his songs. I mean, we're all influenced by Chuck Berry. If you're an artist, that's it. Nobody reinvents rock and roll. You just keep it going, right? I mean, that's the idea.
That's right. Exactly. That's exactly right. And so anybody who thinks they're going to reinvent it, they're sadly mistaken. But we have, if you think about from 1955 until about 1973 or 4, which was kind of that was really it. I mean, after that, that's not that there weren't some good things that came along, but, you know, take a piece of paper and a pencil and you write down from, say, 1980 to now, how many people are going to be known as icons and legends and, you know, historical rock and roll figures?
Not many.
You probably won't be able to fill up a sheet of paper.
Yeah.
But if you take 1975 back to 1955, you don't have enough paper in your house to write them down.
Speaking of icons, we have a movement going right now in Detroit. Jim came up with this in the office. You know, we have Glenfried Drive already, but we wanted to make Bob Seger Boulevard before he moves on to the afterlife because, you know, why wait till somebody passes on before you honor them? And let's be honest, he's one of the greatest songwriters of all time. So if you were to cover a Bob Seger song for this ceremony we have, which one would you choose?
God, that's a tough one because, like you said, there are so many great ones. I mean, one that comes to mind right away because it's kind of our, you know, we like to do songs with like lots of harmonies and stuff. You know, Against the Wind is a pretty darn good one, maybe for us.
You know, any band that has ever toured can relate to Age, I think.
Oh, Turn the Page, that's right. You're right, J.D. I think Turn the Page is probably a good one for us.
See, that's the one I was thinking about, J.D., as well, because...
You know, but it's a song.
Don't you guys think that's almost, you could do that as spoken word? I mean, a lot of that is spoken word with Turn the Page. I mean, you're telling a story. You could take that song and even go slower with it or even stop at some points and tell the story.
I could, yeah. I could even stop and tell a story about something totally unrelated.
Hey, JD, I wanted to mention there was another cut off the new album in stereo. Clear Enough was another one in the studio that we marked. We said it had such a cool vibe to it. You guys, I know you record all the time whenever you get an opportunity, but was this one of those that you just knew was cool as soon as you started doing it? Because it sounds awesome.
Well, thank you. You know, honestly, I mean, that one is, it's one of these songs that Billy, you know, kind of started on his own in his, in his music room or, you know, his, where he watches TV and plays guitar and starts coming up with ideas for songs. And, you know, that's a song that, you know, it's like when he conceived it, he's like, okay, this part is, you know, going to be different than this part. And then there's a tempo change. You know, it's got all sorts of, you know, strange stuff. But then once we got in the studio and, you know, started putting it all together, you know, it all started to make sense. And, you know, we had a great time doing it. And also, you know, it's like, Billy's like, in that first verse, you know, we need this really kind of old blues guitar kind of sounding thing. You know, our engineer Kyle said, let's put a room mic out, you know, in the middle of the room, you know, this great big room that we had where, it's a legendary space at A&M Studios in Los Angeles. And, you know, everyone in the world has recorded there. And, we're lucky enough that we get to go there and make our records. But, yeah, it's just, you know, it's one of my favorite songs on this record, too.
It's cool, man.
Thank you for noticing that.
I liked Japanese Girl.
We did. Yeah, it was another one jumped up. I can tell you had some fun with that one.
That's one where, you know, it's been part of our live show for, you know, 7 or 8 years since we wrote it. And we originally had it on a record that was, in like 2010. And, we just never got around to putting that record out, so we decided to kind of cannibalize it. And since that song had been such a part of the live show, we decided to cut a new version of it and stick it on this record. So, you know, it's the second song we play every night.
So, hey, Billy, before we let you go, again, remind everybody, the Boxmasters, Sunday, Crowfoot in Pontiac, going to be a great show. Tickets available, of course, with all the information at WCSX.com. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, Goliath is my man cave, leave me alone show right now.
Uh-huh.
That's like, I go down there, I tell my two boys, my wife, I'm like, I'm just going to take a Maker's Mark, and I'm going to watch a little bit of Goliath, turn off the phone, and leave me alone for an hour. It's got a great groove to it when you're watching it.
You take a Maker's Mark down there, you have a couple of those, about 3 minutes later, your chin is on your chest. One of these days, you're going to watch Goliath.
No, dude, let me tell you my only problem. I can tell you about Goliath. The first season, I was waiting for you to get in the courtroom, and then we found the final episode, and it was like 3 minutes, and it was over, and you're going, wait a minute, what? That was it. I mean, you guys messed with us the whole year. That's what made it so much fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're a tease, Billy.
Yeah, well,
you're a tease, Billy. You're just a big old tease, man. All right, well, get here to the Motor City. Do some MC5 on stage, too, man. Blow it out on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah. Thank you guys for having us on. It was good talking to you.
It's an honor. All right, we will see you there, everybody. All right, Billy Bob Thornton.
Thanks so much.
J.D. Andrews, it's a pleasure. See you guys.